Hi guys, it's Keaton here for the Casthetic Podcast. I want to remind you to please use the Amazon banner link at the top of our website at casthetic.com for all of your online shopping needs. It costs you nothing extra, and the show gets a percentage of all the sales. Please bookmark it. And now, on to the show. Welcome to another episode of Casthetic. I'm your host, Keaton Buse, and we got this this is going to blow your mind, guys. This band's incredible. You're going to love them. They're the Dave Klein Band, combining, like, jazz and calypso, and was that a little klezmer and gypsy I might have heard?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, yeah. Gypsy, you know, gypsy's in everything, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean,
There's a lot of stuff you guys are pulling from. I love it. So let's just get right into some music with this first song. It's called Paris. Thank you. welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed that song. Now, let's get to know this band a bit. So we'll just go around. You guys can introduce yourselves. Let the world know your voices.
All right, I'll go first. I'm Dave Klein, and I'm playing violin in the band, electric violin. I also double on acoustic guitar, mainly it's the violin, and that's what I do.
Great. I'm Kevin Peter Jones, also known as KPJ, the drummer. So I really enjoy playing with Dave Klein and the rest of the band. Met Dave about 10 years ago when I moved here from Los Angeles. Met through a mutual friend in Washington, D.C., and we became friends. And then eventually down the line, I was playing one of his awesome Christmas parties. So we did that a few times, and then it's just been great ever since. And we've done many performances together, and recently the Alexandria Jazz Festival, and which was awesome. So I'm really proud of being a part of this band, and I'm real thankful that Dave considered me to be a drummer in his band. So I really enjoy working with everybody. So thank you, Dave. Thank
You're
you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I'm Yitu Jang, and I'm very, very glad that I met Dave. Very nice music. Sent me a CD and asked me, is this something you'd like to do? And I was like, oh, of course. Yeah, this is very nice. So very different from what I'm used to doing. So everybody here, Kevin, Fernando, enjoying the band.
I'm Fernando Mojica. I'm the guitar player. I met Dave through a friend as well. We started jamming, and we had like a really good connection since we started playing, and we've been playing for a while now, I guess, a little bit more than a year or so, maybe more, I guess. And we have this really nice, like, connection, you know. We really enjoy this music, and I really love playing with these guys. It's fantastic. It's a great journey.
Yeah, I want to, you know, point out, obviously, you're hearing different accents here. so, you know, a feature, I think, of this band is that goes right along with all the myriad of influences that we have is the fact that we're an international band. You know, we have America, we have Itu is from Senegal originally, Fernando is from
Colombia.
Went blank there. Colombia originally. I'm from London originally, and we all live here now. And Kevin's from
Chicago.
He's from Chicago. How could I forget that?
Not just anywhere in America.
It's the wrong side of the tracks, wasn't it? But so, you know, we have that going for us, and I think that really, you know, gels all those influences together, having that international sound.
That actually answered my first question for you guys, because I notice on your website how it lists where everyone's from, and it's very international group. So when you guys are songwriting, is it kind of a group effort, or do you kind of write it on your own, Dave, bring it to them, and then they're like, well, let me add a little of this to it, a little of this flavor?
Yeah, well, all the material that we do at this point is mine. I've written it. But, you know, I have a philosophy as far as how I work with the band, which is, you know, I bring the material in, and I want the contribution of the band members, so to that basic tune. And so it's sort of like, well, here it is, and where do you want to go with it? And, you know, just take it where you want to feel that it should go. And then because you got, you know, four people doing that, it just takes on a life of its own and sort of evolves into something, you know, sort of the whole is greater than the sum of the parts type of thing, you know?
That's actually a very good point, because I think the songs keep changing. You know, we keep working on them, and
that's because we can never remember.
And that's actually great. You know, because in a way, you know, when we first started playing these tunes, is, you know, they have evolved so much, and they keep changing, because we enjoy them really. And a lot of what's happening, it's completely improvised, which is what we loved about it. So
yeah,
I think that's something that's very important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I want to talk a bit about the pedals you use for violin. That was incredible. I've never been exposed to someone using pedals with violin. Anytime I see someone, it's normally straight up acoustic violin, mostly fiddle playing. What was the inspiration behind incorporating these like wah pedals and effects to the violin?
Well, you know, I guess I've been playing with pedals. Gosh, I mean, I specifically remember having a pedal back in 1976. So it must have been that long. I can't remember the original inspiration of it, but you know, I
was born that year. That's not true.
Yeah. And yeah, I'm 95, you know.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. But I think the thing of it is, you know, is part of my influences where I grew up in London in really in the 60s. And, you know, I had all of those influences of the rock bands, you know, I mean, everything, the blues, the folk scene, and then the pop scene and the rock scene. And in fact, I remember seeing Jimi Hendrix when his first trip to London. I was actually at that concert.
Oh, wow.
Which was amazing. So, you know, those influences kind of got me looking at, okay, what can I do with the violin? Because I didn't want to just play the normal, you know, violin thing, which, I mean, I love it. I grew up on classical, and I absolutely love classical violin music, you know. But I wanted to take it to more to those influences that I had growing up. And so, anyway, yeah, I got a bunch of them on there, and I've got a bunch that I've taken off there too. But you know how that is. You're always looking for the next greatest pedal.
Yeah.
But I've got some, you know, it's hard to find ones that will work with the violin, actually, because it's got a different, you know, the wavelengths of the violin are different than a guitar. So finding pedals that really work with a violin is not that easy to do. But I think I've got a pretty good selection of them right now.
Yeah, I know there were moments when we were listening and we were like, wait, is that the guitar? Wait, no, that's the violin. Holy, this is incredible. Now, your last album to come out was Eclecticity, back in 2007. Are you currently working on creating a new album?
Definitely are, yeah. We're in the middle of an album right now, and hopefully get that released in another couple of months. You know, it takes a while to get it right.
Now, the songs you played tonight are going to be on the new album?
No, actually, we played the first song we played, Paris, is going to be on the new album. The other songs are on the other two albums that I've done. So we have all new tunes on the new album. And I actually think, I mean, I love the other two albums, but I think the material on this one, if anything, is stronger than the other two. And it's evolved from those, you know, into something a bit more evolved.
Let's move on to a segment we have called Five Questions. So cue the music. It's time for Five Questions. First one, the worst gig you guys ever had.
You mean the one we like the least?
The one we play the worst, you're saying?
up to you how you want to answer this.
Well, we always try to find the good, so.
There's one that I remember that it was actually, it was a good gig. We sounded good, but it was a gig, it was last year in like the middle of the summer. It was like 105 or something. And there was like no cover. We were like sweating and trying to play. And then we had some like technical issues with it. We were so hot, you know, that we just couldn't do it. And that's the one I remember.
Yeah. I concur with that. And sometimes those outdoor gigs, which if it's not too hot and it's not too humid, are phenomenal, you know. But if they get really hot and really humid, you can really feel like you're going to collapse, you know.
It's really hard to find that balance around here.
It is, yeah, you know. Definitely. Those can be really tricky to play. But I have to say that, you know, almost all the gigs that we've done, the audiences have been great, and we've really, really enjoyed them. There haven't been any sort of calamities, I don't think.
No.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that all the gigs have been awesome. It's always nice to hear that. All right, the worst equipment malfunction you've had on stage.
Oh, man.
That doesn't stop. That doesn't stop.
What? Well, I mean, you had some. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, preamp completely dying, you know, cables getting pulled out and, you know, trying to figure out what got, you know, why the sound isn't happening. You know, it seems to be sort of a Murphy's Law with equipment. You know, if something can go wrong, it's going to go wrong.
Yeah. All right. The dirtiest or scariest place you've stayed during a tour?
You know, I think I'd have to go back to, you just want it with Dave Kleinband, or you want to talk history here?
We can talk history, because you witnessed Hendrix's first performance in London, so there's got to be some good stories.
Yeah. Well, you know, I went on tour with an Irish rock band one time, and we played some fairly funky places and stayed in some fairly funky places. And I think San Francisco, and you know, just some real dives.
Any particular stories pop out at you?
Yeah. Just all kinds of bizarre things that were going on. I think the main thing was just I grew to admire the incredible ability of the Irish to consume beer and stay upright while continuing to sing and play.
Seems like the best scary, dirty place stories I get tend to involve someone that's Irish or Ireland in general. All right. The closest you've come to quitting music. Now, you guys can answer this individually if you'd like, because I know this one kind of gets deep.
Well,
I
don't think I've ever experienced that.
No.
No.
Yeah, that would never happen.
No, exactly.
I can't quit. You know, I have to cut through.
When it's your passion, just keep going. You
know? That's a tough one to answer. I really can't think of a time when I was like, okay, that's it. I quit, you know, give up. Because it's just, you know, it's like you have, I guess the thing is, you know, you have goals and aspirations for the music and for where you want to get as artists. But when you're playing music, you're sort of in a different zone. And it's like it's not just that you're doing it because you want to get famous or rich or, you know, I really couldn't really care much about those things. Really, if they happen, it would be fantastic. I'm not saying no, you know, but you're playing for more of a personal, spiritual reason. You know, there's like a spirituality to what you're doing as a musician, I think. I don't know if you guys feel that.
I completely agree. I think,
And so that's like a whole, you know, so you'd never give that up, because that's your soul, you know, you'd be giving that up.
Yeah, no, I think most people, when they start really young, they have certain aspirations. Life goes on, then you realize, you know, what can you really do? And it doesn't have to be something amazingly great. It could be just enough for you to be really happy. That doesn't mean that what you're doing is not great. It is great. But once you get comfortable with that you understand that you can do your own path and you're going to be happy with it and you're going to be great with it, then it doesn't really matter how far you go, you know. It's it's just great.
If it weren't for that the emotional, spiritual aspect to mm-hmm. it would be, you know, probably fairly easy to give it up, because you know, it's not easy. This is not an easy gig, you know, playing music, and you got all kinds of reasons to want to sort of okay, you know, let's go do something where, you know, I get some kind of material rewards for it. And there's nothing wrong with that either, but, you know, you can do other things too, but you can't just stop. You can't stop the music.
Right.
The best memory you guys have together as a band.
Well, I really enjoyed last week when we played at that Alexandria Jazz Festival.
That was good. It was really good. I think that was a great experience. You know, it was an outdoor gig. It actually got rained out. So what they did was they moved it indoors into an amphitheater. There were probably, 300, 400 people in there, I'd say.
Yeah.
It was packed out, and nobody moved the whole show. They were, just riveted, you know.
Responsive.
And very responsive. You know, people stood up, giving us a standing ovation at the end, and they just really loved it. And it was really a pleasure to play for an audience that was just absolutely listening like that.
Yeah, it was great. So.
There was one time that I remember we played this gig that it was like an early gig on a Sunday, and we were supposed to play very quiet. And that was a very, very interesting experience. It was the first time we were able to listen to each other so carefully, you know, because it had to be really, really quiet. And I think that was an amazing experience for all of us.
Yeah, it was
quite different.
That's something to practice. You know?
Definitely, yeah.
So, I haven't heard that ever. Someone being asked, "All right, keep it down."
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I mean, this was we had to play about a fifth of the normal volume.
Oh yeah,
that you'd expect to play.
Yeah. But it was a very interesting
fantastic
experience.
Exercise.
Oh yeah, So that I remember. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get some more music going. The next song you guys played for us is Calypso. This song was awesome. You could definitely hear the island influences in it. What kind of brought that island influence in?
You know, I've got a few songs I've done sort of in a Caribbean style. I mean, I love all of that kind of Caribbean music, whether it's calypsos or reggae or, you know, from, you know, A to Z, really, on the Caribbean stuff, Cuban, it's all fantastic music. I spent a little time out there, St. Thomas and some other islands, and really love that whole scene. So that's...
Well, awesome. So here it is for you guys out there listening right now. It's Calypso by the Dave Klein Band. Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed that song. That was Calypso by the Dave Klein Band, and it's time to promote some stuff. So, do you guys have any shows coming up for our listeners to attend?
Yeah, we definitely do. We're playing at there's a great club in Georgetown. It's called Gypsy Sally's. We're playing on the main stage there at Gypsy Sally's on July the 9th. Yeah, July the 9th. We'll be going on around 8 o'clock or so, playing for an hour and a half, 2 hours. And we're really hoping to get that place sold out. We had about 300 people there last time. It was just really, really hopping. So we're looking to have more. So anybody who's listening, we welcome you to be part of that. It's really going to be a happening thing. I believe I have a keyboard player that's going to come and sit in with us a little bit, so that'll be a little extra added fun, and we're just gonna jam out on these tunes and rock on that. So that's July the 9th, Gypsy Sally's, which is at 3401 Water Street, if my memory serves me, in Georgetown. If you just follow K Street all the way to the end, it's right there. The next one we have is we're playing on July the 21st at the summer concerts at Glen Echo Park, which is, if you haven't been to Glen Echo Park, that's really a great place. There's a lot of stuff to do there, and they have a really nice outdoor concert venue. So we'll be playing that, and I think we're going on there about 7:30. We'll be doing about an hour there. We're also playing in Manassas, which I think is in near your neck of the woods.
Yep.
And we're playing at the Manassas Summer Sounds Concert Series, which we did that last year, really enjoyed that. And we're going to play there. I'm not 100% certain of the time here. My website says 8 o'clock, but I have a feeling it might be earlier than that. I'm not 100% certain. Do you remember what time it was last year?
Seven or eight.
Anyway, you can check the website, by the way. I'm going to check on that and put an update if it's different. Right now it's 8 o'clock, but check the website, which is DaveKleinBand.com. Dave Klein, K-L-I-N-E, band.com. And also we'll be promoting on Facebook at Facebook.com/DaveKleinBand. So I'll make sure the correct dates and times and everything are there, and locations, so that you guys can find those places. We really would love to have you come on down and check out what we do live.
Oh, yeah, because I was watching some of your guys' YouTube videos, and those performances are incredible, the energy in them. Do you guys do a lot of improvisation?
We do. I'd say probably about... we have the tune, we have the structure of the tune. There's a melody, sort of goes. We're pretty much with
used
every,
to have some.
Yeah. There's some sort of a melody that goes with every tune. And then we just sort of like take it off, and it goes from there. And, it's getting to the point with rehearsals now where we're really starting to evolve these things and they're starting to take off. So we're going to really start to introduce that more with the live shows too, where we're just really taking each tune and just letting it go where it wants to go, And that's a lot of fun to do that.
Oh, I love that just sense of constantly evolving you guys have about your songs.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
And the thing about improvising is it's like, you'll never hear it again.
Yeah.
So,
which makes it all the more worth to go to their shows. And if you haven't been to the Manassas Summer Concert Series, they are a blast. I highly recommend going to them. Speaking of Manassas, I got some open mics for you to check out. The first one I have to tell you about is at Philadelphia Tavern, right there down the road from where the concert series are held in Old Town Manassas. Wonderful open mic run by a great group of folk musicians. Then every Monday and Thursday night at Epicure Cafe, great open mics and great pizza. Then show-wise, we got a good amount of shows to tell you about, mostly festivals. July 9th, the Daycare Swindlers are playing down at Headmaster's Pub. July 16th is the Cataclysmic Bacon Fest III, which is being held down in Fredericksburg at Art Mart, but the venue might be changing on that, so, you know, type in your little computers and find that. You'll find it. You're smart people. You found this show. Then July 21st is the Great, the Mighty, the Powerful, the Untitled Music Festival, going from July 21st to July 24th. There's going to be music. There's going to be rain, probably, because there's rain every year. I'm going to be there. Everyone and their Padres are going to be there. So go to it. You can get your tickets now at untitledmusicfestival.com. And then every Friday in September in Herndon is the Jam Brew Fest, which is awesome. It's run by a great guy named Jay Burden. He puts on a great series of concerts there in Herndon. Big thank you to our engineers, Ken Barnum and Mark Ryder, and our special guest engineer, Dom Gaines, helping us out today, recording and mixing and keeping us safe from the villainous Lord Zedd. Be sure to check out all the social media stuff online. Facebook Cassathetic, Instagram Cassathetic, Twitter is Keaton Thinking. Check out Ken's Instagram and Twitter at Ken Barnum, and at Mark Ryder Music is another great one. Make sure to go throw Dave Klein Band a like, because we all need those invisible thumbs up that are just ones and zeros on the internet. And go to their website. You guys got incredible music up there. And like, I've read a lot of band bios, and your guys' band bio is awesome. I don't know if people critique band bios, but if they did, I'd go 10 out of 10 stars on that band bio.
Thanks.
Thank you.
We got one last song for you guys. This one blew my mind. Like, all the solos and, I love this one. Gypsy. Is there anything you want to say about this song before they hear it?
Well, you know, this is a tribute to the Gypsies, because I've listened to a lot of Gypsy music of all different kinds. You know, I'm a huge fan of flamenco. I used to listen to Manitas de Plata, if anybody remembers him. He was huge back in the 60s and 70s. I think the greatest flamenco guitarist that ever lived. And I listened to a lot of Hungarian gypsy music, which uses a lot of violin. And those guys are absolutely incredible. And, you know, but the whole history of the gypsies is they traveled pretty much the whole known world, you know. And so almost all music has some measure of influence of gypsy music to it. And so I feel that, you know, it's almost like it's the common denominator to almost all music. And so I have a lot of affinity for that. So there we go. I wrote that for them.
This is to you, all you gypsies out there. This is Gypsy by the Dave Klein Band. Have a great couple weeks.